With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Off the Rails show on the OFE podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Voles, site manager, emperor, supreme warlord, and defender of the faith over at onefootdown.com on the SB Nation Network. And I gotta tell y'all tonight, this was supposed to be a OFE podcast recording night, but things kind of got twisted around a little bit, and I think we're gonna postpone. You should have that in your podcast players on Monday morning. We'll record Sunday night, which is fine. You know, we'll get through the combine stuff and some other little things and all that. So you'll have a fuller, deeper OFD podcast that will have all three of us. Hopefully, I think tonight it was down to just Jude and I, and then and half of Jude really. So no big deal. We'll reschedule. I haven't done it off the rails in it seems like forever. And I've been meaning to do one this whole last week. But I have also been procrastinating. Like, it has been, like, I am getting paid hourly for the procrastination. And it is what it is. So, by the way, happy birthday, Newt Rockne. Notre Dame's all-time winningest coach. I will hear of no other. And so a special happy birthday to you, Rock. And you know, and hey, we're up and running with Lent. Tonight's OFD podcast was really going to be very Lenten in nature. And perhaps the one we record Sunday night will be too. But I am here for a special purpose. And again, something I meant to do earlier this week. And it's time to fulfill a tradition. And a few years ago, I sat down to do kind of like a spring preview. And it was just basically me listing off names. And as I was doing it, I was realizing that's what was happening. And it just kind of just rolled with it and was done with it. We kind of got a kick out of that, Jude and Brennan and I. And I think the next year I did another one. Like, all right, we're just called the great naming of names. So I don't know if this is year three. Maybe it's year four. I think probably year three. So that's what we're here tonight to do. It is the annual great naming of names for Notre Dame's roster for spring football. You know, sit back, relax, let yourself go. So anyways, let's jump right on into it. So spring football is right there coming up at us. We got the, you know, how much the media is going to be allowed to see and all that. And a little bit less than what I think the media members were expecting, given the fact that they had given us so much access so far with coaches and all that. Practice view time, it's about the same. It's about the same as what we've seen in the Kelly era and all that. So I don't pound my fist on the table too much about that. I know a lot of fans probably do. I know other media members do. But It is what it is. It really is what it is. And I have a special, I don't know. It's not a special loathing of spring. It's just like a special, like, skeptical eye of spring. I'm like, so it's just, it's a few less, opportunities for those ridiculous spring takes, that almost always certainly never come to fruition in the fall. So I can deal with that. I can deal with going a whole summer, without a lie that, that I have helped manifest, as well as everybody else. So yeah, look, that's about it. So let's get into the, like I said, the great naming of names. And this year it is definitely a big year for the quarterback. Always is every year. But we are going to be breaking in a brand new starter one way or the other. And last year we did that with Jack Cohn, but there's a little bit more, there's some expectations with Jack Cohn, some anyways, given that he was a starter at Wisconsin. So now we are moving on. And this year we have junior Drew Pine, sophomore Tyler Buckner, sophomore Ron Paulus III, and true freshman Steve Angeli. And look, you got to believe that, you don't have to believe, you can believe whatever you want. I believe that this is basically Tyler Buckner's job. Not even to lose. This is his job. And whatever competition stuff comes out of spring, whatever, is whatever. This is going to be for Tyler Buckner. But as always, look, Drew Pine's going to have to remain the man, like, as far as, like, in his preparation. And I think I got a pretty good sense of how he handles that last year. And so I'm confident, we'll get that again this year. All right, moving on. Running back. Just losing one of the all-time Notre Dame greats is all. So what's on the docket? Junior Chris Tyree. Sophomore Logan Diggs. Sophomore Audric Estime and freshman Jadarian Price. No, I am not including Sebo Flemister. Whether or not he's on the roster at this moment, I think is irrelevant. From what I can gather, this is just a little bit of delay before an inevitable transfer. I think everybody sees the writing on the wall, and I think more or less people are surprised that he hasn't moved on just yet. Maybe he needed something to make sure he gets that paper before he leaves South Bend. Most important thing there, like, don't leave until you get that paper. It is more than worth it. And I'd be happy for Sebo to do that. But big shoes to fill with Kyron Williams. We're really looking forward to a healthy Chris Tyree. I know a lot of people are looking forward to Logan Diggs. They liked a lot of what they saw last year. I, of course, am looking forward to a lot of Audric Estime. Love him. Just feed him the rock. And it's pretty exciting getting a true freshman in, early enrollee, Jadarian Price. We're going to see a little bit of what he does. We didn't have, Diggs and Estime were summer additions last year. Price is a spring addition, so put him to work right away and let's see what we're working with. At tight end, we got Michael Mayer, junior Kevin Bauman, sophomore Kane Braun, sophomore Mitchell Evans. And I think, it would have been nice if Eli Raridan was able to be here, freshman Eli Raridan, but he's not an early enrollee. And he is nursing himself back from an injury. So it would have been nice to have him on campus to get a little bit extra attention to get him in shape. But look, Michael Mayer is the man. Everybody knows it. That's going to be the first tight end drafted in the 2023 draft. But Kane Braun, Mitchell Evans, Kevin Bauman, getting these guys ready to go as the number two. And also, prepping them for, Michael Mayer received a lot of attention last year and got a little banged up. So, make sure these guys are ready to roll. Spring's a good time for that. Moving on, the all important, and it's because it's a position that we just can't stop talking about because of how kind of insane it's been. We just saw Kevin Austin run of 4.37 or 4.43, what was the official, I guess, or whatever. I like going on the unofficials. It's exciting. But at wide receiver, these are, you know, super seniors, Braden Lindsey, Joe Wilkins, Avery Davis, and Matt Salerno. Coming in your sophomores, Lorenzo Styles, Deion Colsey, Jaden Thomas. That's who's on campus. That's who's here. It is not a long list. That should be 3-4 more names on there for spring football, but it is not. And Matt Salerno is a former walk-on with a scholarship. I still am not 100% sure if that's a scholarship for fall, but he's on scholarship right now. We're including it. Really need this group. You need these guys to hit, you know, when numbers are lower at a position group, you need more to hit. Braden Lindsey, this is, you know, it's make or break, right? I mean, he's a super senior. Braden Lindsey and Joe Wilkins will be ready to full go for spring. Avery Davis probably won't be, still recovering from his injury. Lorenzo Styles, Deion Colsey, and Jaden Thomas. In fact, this spring might be Colsey and Thomas might be the two of the most important players for spring football to get ready. And that includes all positions, like getting Colsey and Thomas ready to be, you know, guys that can give you something on the field is going to be extremely important moving forward. So that's going to be interesting to see this spring, kind of how they're moving along. And then I'm going to throw all the offensive linemen into the mix. And super seniors, Jarrett Patterson, Josh Lugg, seniors, Zeke Correll, Andrew Kristofic, juniors, Michael Carmody and Tosh Baker, sophomores, Pat Coogan, Rocco Spindler, Blake Fisher, Joe Alt, Caleb Johnson, and then I got to keep double checking my early enrollee. Billy Shrouth and Joey Tenona are your two early enrollee freshmen. Look, Pat, having Harry Hiestand back is just awesome. But let's see how that works. It's been a few years since he's been there. I am not as quick to just flat out anoint this group as a huge upgrade as a lot of other people, just because I got to see it first. Like, I believe in Harry Hiestand. I believe in what he can do. But I also believe that part of his coaching, his whole vibe is something that is methodical. You know, there's a recipe to it. And, you know, having that recipe hit after 14, 15 practices in spring, you know, not sure. Even as great as he is, you know, working with a lot of guys that you know, he doesn't know about. So we'll see how that goes. I do like the fact, though, that with all this talent Notre Dame has, that it's going to be a different eyeball piecing it together. You know, is Blake Fisher and Joe Alt, for example, is Joe Alt your left tackle, Blake Fisher your right tackle? I would think most of us would say, yeah. But maybe that's not the case. I don't know. That's, again, a Harry Hiestand thing. But Jarrett Patterson back at center, that's incredible. And then we'll see what happens at guard. You know, Andrew Kristofic played pretty well last season. But Josh Lugg coming back for another year, you know, are those your two guards? Does Rocco Spindler play a bigger role this year? As we were kind of almost expected it a little bit last year as a true freshman, just because of how many reps he got in the spring. So we'll see how all that works. If this group is clicking, the offense is going to be clicking. You know, if Notre Dame would have had better offensive line play the first five games of the season last year, things would have been different as far as, A, you probably don't lose to Cincinnati. And even if you do, I think the whole vibe around the narrative about Notre Dame changes quite a bit, because it was just, you weren't sure what the hell was going to happen with Notre Dame offensively because of the erratic offensive line play early in the season. So hopefully everyone gets healthy, stays healthy. We'll move on from that. And hey, that was the offense. It's quick, right? Yeah. Yeah, it's quick. This is, like I said, this is the great naming of names. And so we will continue on. Defensive tackle, super senior Jason Abiola. Then you got your seniors Howard Cross and Jacob Lacey. Juniors Aiden Keanu. God, I'm going to pronounce that wrong. I think isn't that part of my reasoning here is for people hear the names correctly. I do Hawaiian names really well. Keanu. Just going to stop myself. Aiden K. My man Riley Mills, General Mills. Also there as a junior, sophomore Gabriel Rubio, and yeah, a Heinisch. We're continuing our decade long march of a Heinisch, but that Heinisch won't be here till June. I did not click over right. So at defensive tackle, got some bodies. First of all, Jason Admiola coming back is was huge. There was a handful of people that really weren't expecting him back. Definitely glad that he decided to make that decision. But Jacob Lacey and Howard Cross both played pretty well last year. I mean, Riley Mills flashed in fall camp last year, and I did not quite meet the expectations that I think fans and some media members had for him based off of fall camp. But still played fairly well when he was out there on the field. Needs experience. And, you know, now he's going to do his junior year. Now's the time where it's not, you know, you're leaning on that. I'm not sure with Mike Elston gone now, it's hard to really say how the rotation's going to work. But, you know, no matter who the coach is, you want to rotate in defensive linemen. That wasn't just a Mike Elston thing. That's most defensive line coaches. You're rotating in bodies, keeping guys fresh because you're putting in so much work with each snap. So it's important to get, you know, 5-6 guys absolutely ready for the game. And that's what we're hoping to get here. At defensive end, the other twin, Justin Admiola, super senior. Seniors Nana Safamensa, Isaiah Foskey, Asita Ekwunu. Juniors Alexander Ahrensberger and Jordan Botello. Having Botello at defensive end just – to put him somewhere. I know it's likely incorrect. Sophomores, Jason Anye, Will Schweitzer, and Tyson Ford and Aiden Gobera, I think are both up there right now. Yes, they are. So a lot of DNs to work with up there at spring. We're going to have our full roster of DNs are there right now. Justin Admiola, just since day one, has been consistently getting better in a Notre Dame uniform and looked really good last year. Nana Safamensa was kind of a surprise to me. I mean, I thought he played pretty well last year, and that was a surprise because we were kind of under the impression that was not working out as well as what we had hoped. But maybe it was just because it was moving slower than what we had hoped. But hey, look, going into a senior year, you know, we see what Matt Bayless does with bodies there. The dude's cut and ready to go, and, you know, has some athleticism. Isaiah Foskey, probably the biggest decision about guys foregoing the draft and coming back for another season. That's immense. That's ridiculously huge. That's like if it reminds me, it's the feeling that we wish we had in 2005. You know, when we're waiting on Justin Tuck, that's kind of how this feels. That's kind of how it looks, is that, you know, having Foskey come back. And then, you know, Alexander Ahrensberger, guy that, you know, kept getting inserted, getting some work in. So we'll see how all this goes. Again, I've got Botello listed here at the end. I know that's not accurate. I mean, we're probably, you know, they got him at Rover and all that. So my bad, but on my little list there for some, I still haven't listed as a defensive end. Maybe it's because I just, you want to, with his aggressiveness, I just want him going after and killing something. And go kill the quarterback. But we'll get into that whole thing as spring goes on. Linebacker, super senior, my dog, Bo Bauer. Seniors, Jack Kaiser, Maris Luofau, J.D. Bertrand. No juniors. One sophomore in Prince Kali. And then, let's see here, we got got your early enrollee freshman, Joshua Burnham, and Jalen Sneed, and junior Tuialamaka, and Nolan Ziegler. You got all four of your freshman linebackers in for Notre Dame in this, you know, in spring ball. So a lot of guys to work with here. The biggest key of all, in my mind, is Maris Luofau. You know, he was the guy that was supposed to have been the guy last year at Will, you know, getting injured, and then J.D. Bertrand gets inserted. Now, Bertrand comes back as your team's leading tackler. And we'll see how this all works out with, you know, rotations and spots and, like, who's actually playing what. But that's going to be interesting. You know, Bo Bauer at Mike, you know, if you gun to my head, said, give me your three starting linebackers, like, boom, it'd be, you know, Bauer, Kaiser, and Luofau right now. I think after spring, maybe that would change. But if you said, hey, gun to your head, three. And so that's excluding your team's leading tackler from last year, which is maybe kind of nuts, but just kind of how we see it a little bit. I mean, I don't think I'm too far off on that, or maybe it doesn't even matter. Again, rotation, key, you know, key. We saw, you know, if you just rewatch the the bowl game, which I highly recommend that you don't, you just see guys that are just gassed. So rotations, and, you know, it goes beyond who's the starter. It goes beyond that. It's where's your depth. And Notre Dame might have some of that here at linebacker. Now, am I expecting Ziegler, Burnham, or Tuialamaka, or even Sneed to be major contributors? Not at this point. Not sitting here in March. Do I expect any of those four to be major contributors for Notre Dame come the fall? That could change a lot. But as I sit here right now in March, you know, I think the five guys mentioned, Kali, Kaiser, Luofau, Bertrand, and Bauer, we're looking at that. Safety, you know, just got to replace, you know, this guy named Kyle. No big deal, right? Super seniors, DJ Brown and Houston Griffith. No seniors. And then you have juniors, Xavier Watts, Ramon Henderson, and transfer Brandon Joseph. Sophomore Justin Walters. And then freshman Jaden Bellamy. Look, Kyle Hamilton didn't play half a season last year. The entire second half of the season. That would have been, I could have helped out tremendously in the bowl game. But because he wasn't playing, guys were getting more and more reps. We saw DJ Brown play some good football. We saw Xavier Watts play some good football. We saw Ramon Henderson play some good football. I'm still need to be sold on Houston Griffith, like a lot, but you know, when people ask every year, who's the next Jonas Gray? You know, who's the next fifth-year senior? And you can say, like, Javon, who's the next Javon McKinley, you know? Guys that explode in their final year at Notre Dame. You know, maybe it's Houston Griffith. Maybe it finally all comes together in this final season for him. I don't know. But Notre Dame did get a great transfer in Brandon Joseph from Northwestern. And so how that's going to shape up back there at safety, who's playing where and when, we'll see. I mean, I liked a lot of what I saw from Watts and Henderson, a lot. So, you know, it's not a given per se that Brandon Joseph is a starter at one of the spots next year. I mean, he's a former All-American. I mean, you kind of would bet on a little bit, but, you know, there's some competition there. There's some guys that have played and, you know, did fairly well. Cornerback, super senior Tariq Bracey, senior Cam Hart, junior Clarence Lewis, sophomores Ryan Barnes, Chance Tucker, and Philip Riley, And then you got your freshman Jaden Mickey, Benjamin Morrison. Bracey and Sebo were the only two that have not made an announcement about coming back. Bracey's not a big social media guy, and so there being a no announcement didn't really matter much to me. But we'll see how this spring goes. I think there's still kind of like a question, like, does he decide to play his final year somewhere else? Hard to say. I mean, is Hart and Lewis your starting corners? You know, does Bracey want to play a nickel role? Can Bracey win a starting role? I don't know. And, you know, maybe he's wanting to see what's going on, and then after spring ball, make a decision. I hope it's to stay for sure. I mean, I don't want Bracey going anywhere. I'm just mentioning it because it still seems to be, a possibility. So we might as well just say it. We're adults here. But really need to see something from the sophomores. Ryan Barnes, Chance Tucker, Philip Riley. Barnes probably in particular. Need to see something from these guys this spring. I'm not even talking about like always picking off two passes practice or any of that stuff. And I don't need I definitely don't need a blue and gold game MVP, which almost feel like a curse. If like a sophomore got that, I would feel like we're cursed. But just want to know that these guys are developing and moving towards becoming, major contributors if needed for Notre Dame. And then we get to all the specialists. Last bunch of names here. I find it interesting about all the long snappers and kickers being brought in. Scholarship, walk-on, just there seemed to be a huge flood. Like, let's bring all these guys in. So if you're lucky enough to be a scholarship guy, you got a scholarship. And you got a transfer, too. Our super seniors are long snapper Michael Vinson, Milk, winning that getting that scholarship this year. Good for him. And then transfer from Arkansas State, kicker Blake Gruppe. No seniors, junior Alex Peach at long snapper, sophomore kicker Josh Bryan, and freshman punter Bryce McPherson. Again, there's a handful other names of walk-on specialists that'll be participating this spring. We'll see how that, and maybe even some preferred walk-ons coming up in the fall. But, I'm not sure how much we're going to know coming out of spring about who's doing what. But you need a reliable kicking operation. We went, 4 years straight with guys that we're familiar with, guys that were consistent, even if, and I say consistent, it was like, 85-90% of the time you knew what you were getting out of that. But a freshman punter, Bryce McPherson, is that your guy? So you got a freshman back there punting. That's, causes a little bit of twitching. And then, kicking, how important is a kicker? Well, pretty important. Hashtag college kickers. Blake Gruppe doesn't have the strongest leg. And Josh Bryan was a guy that I think we were kind of told that was not as consistent as they had hoped. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with these group of guys and see what kind of operation. The best thing about specialists, the best thing is that the guys that are put out there to play as a specialist is the best guy you have on the roster, hands down, for that position. All the other stuff that goes with basically every position out there, whether it be expectations, recruiting promises, even if it's just like subliminal, or just kind of like any unknown bias, all that's all, they're just taking the right guys. And Notre Dame's got a new coaching staff to go along with that. So we'll see what happens. So I hope you enjoyed that. The great listing of names. Hope that was well worth your time. I laugh just how this all started. And I know Brendan enjoys this greatly. But, you know, I got a few minutes here. And so maybe I'll keep moving my lips just a little bit. But, you know, again, spring is not I am not a big spring football fanatic. I've seen too many springs where, you know, you start to feel like you're getting fed certain stuff from the school. There's these weird expectations. It's hard to take the takes that you have and put it in its right perspective for the fall. Like maybe there's no perspective for fall. Maybe this is something to put in the back pocket, or this is just something to happen. But I don't know, man. And no one likes to say it. Like a lot of people, they want to talk how important it is. And look, and for the coaching staff, for the players, it is extremely important. Not taken away from the importance of spring practice. But as far as digesting it as media members and fans, it's a different monster. It's a different monster. You just kind of want to see some improvement. And like, block out the bad takes. And there will be a lot of them, good and bad. And because it's not the time for that. It's not the time to let it absorb anyways. They're going to be out there. So it is what it is. And on top of everything else, you just want the guys to be healthy. You know what? Any of the names that I just mentioned, all of a sudden getting an ACL or an Achilles or anything that's going to lead to a slowdown in development, especially with this team that is going to need more bodies. You know, we need all these bodies to win. So, I mean, get them in there and get them worked. But, you know, stay healthy. Please stay healthy. Get into fall camp so we can get, you can put in the special work there. And then we get right into it to go to Columbus and kick the tail out of Ohio State. Anyways. All right. So that's it for me. That's it for this show. I hope you enjoyed the 30 minutes of names. We will, again, there will be a OFT podcast in your podcast machines on Monday morning, late Sunday night. And we will dive into a whole bunch of topics pertaining to the NFL Combine, NFL Draft, some Lent stuff. I know there's a solid Lent debate going on that we're going to have. But, yeah, so that's what's going on. Hope you're going to be enjoying your weekend. If you're listening to this on a Saturday and you're anywhere near, you know, northern Indiana or whatnot, it's going to be like 72, 74 in northwest Ohio. Pretty excited about that. But I'm going to be in a gymnasium watching my boys play basketball for most of the day on Saturday. So that is sad. I'd rather be out hiking or... you just want to get out and do something. Go jump in a river. The first like hardcore 70 degree day in March. You know, this is March. Yeah, it's time for the seasons to change. I love winter, but it's time to move on. That is it for me. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you soon on the OFT podcast. Go Irish.